because we're shining the sun of our faith on the snow mountain of our spiritual guide, living Buddha Shakyamuni, blessing waters pour into our heart immediately. So when we're unhappy and we turn, immediately blessings come. So I think we know this. Then we encourage ourselves, use this practice. Turn. So do we turn? With folded hands, I turn to you, supreme unchanging friend. We can check. How many times a day do I turn to Buddha, Dharma and Sangha? At work, with my family, engaging in every activity of normal busy life. So at that time, we don't need to turn with folded hands. Our hands are folded inside our heart. But we need to turn, for example, at work. I turn to you. There's so much pressure at work. There's so much difficulty at work. There's so much disharmony at work. I turn to you. That turning is invisible. We're communicating with Buddha in our workplace, with our family, inside. Buddha's holding us, blessing us. Then the next thing we say to our family, to our work colleagues, will be beneficial because it's empowered by Buddha's blessings. The next thing we do with our body will be beneficial because it's empowered by Buddha's blessings. The next thing we think will be beneficial in accordance with Lam Rim. We want all our activity of body, speech and mind to be conjoined with Lam Rim. We don't want to do anything that's not in accordance with Lam Rim. This is going to take us a lot of practice and we need help. We need help from our constant companion, our supreme unchanging friend, living Buddha Shakyamuni. This wonderful practice that we need to learn in our daily life. With folded hands, I turn to you. Because it's a dependent relationship. When Geshe-la physically turned, he was showing how powerful blessings depend. The type of blessings we receive are a dependent relationship on our faith. I request from the depths of my heart. In this practice, we're requesting, give me the light of your wisdom. So we want all the realizations of the profound path, and we want all the realizations of the vast path. We're going to request. So again, we need to check, is our life conjoined with requesting? Everything that Buddha has accomplished, we can accomplish through requesting. So with respect to Supreme Unchanging Friend, Geshe-la said, our ordinary friends quickly change. They are uncertain. In this impure world, we cannot find an unchanging friend. Only Buddha is our unchanging friend. So Buddha appears in our impure world to draw us to Buddha's environment, a completely pure world. So Buddha is our unchanging friend. If we rely on our unchanging friend, all our relationships with others will improve. Because through relying on our unchanging friend, our love will improve and our attachment will diminish. Our relationships with everyone will improve through relying on our unchanging friend. Our best friend in this and all our future lives. So our supreme unchanging friend is going with us through the death process and beyond. We need this closest friend and helper. We need a special connection with Buddha through our determination to rely upon him with faith. Through this, we will receive special care from Buddha in this life and all our future lives. Wherever we appear, we wish living Buddha to appear directly in front of us.